We are looking for equity 50-50 program whereby we have equal opportunities for men and women. In Ghana, we say that women have 52%, but when you go into parliament, we don't even have 30% being women. However, there's a woman who gives birth both our sons and our daughters. Women's issues have not even started yet. Yes, we have come a little bit far, but there are still so many challenges of child marriages, of fistula, of teenage pregnancy, or in the name of poverty. Somebody will sell their child into slavery. By 2030, we should end teenage pregnancy. We should end the issue of child marriages.
Why did we decide to focus on the rural woman?
Because she's the most vulnerable. The 80% that are in small-scale industry are all from rural Ghana, whether it's shea butter or shea nuts, dawa dawa pike, or growing pineapples, or in the cocoa area. It is the women who are there making shito and all the other things, sewing, all those small-scale enterprises. 80% are handled by women. In Ghana, we say they are the engine of growth. They are the heart. Oh, it's only math. The reality is not there.
She outlined how the Gender and Social Protection Ministry will empower the rural woman to reflect in the lives of her children and the nation at large.
Women must be partners. They cannot be left behind. We must develop side by side. So early socialization is something that the ministry would work hand in hand with the district assemblies, with CBOs and CSOs, and then education and the donor partners. The Ghanaian woman in the village also has a dream, and we need to empower her to visualize it, to actualize it as well. And that's why the theme is so appropriate. Be bold for change. And they are going to be a tool for the working, the changing world of work. If we are looking for 50-50 parity.
All these things, most of them are challenged and have to rely on loans to assist them. What is the plan of the ministry?
With the new administration, Mr. President has agreed in IM MPP manifesto that 50% of the funds at Maslow will be dedicated to women. We also have a 30% at the district assembly as well. And with the $1 million per constituency, we're going to lobby for a percentage to be given to women. The one village, one dam. Women do a lot of gardening. We also have the one district, one factory. Some are very specialized for women, like this basketry, weaving, the shea butter, adding value to make creams and shampoo, palm oil making, most of them are women, soap making and what have you.
Madame Otiko Fisajaba passionately called on women to see themselves as partners in development.
Women, go out there and be winners. Nobody is going to give it to you, even though we've earned the right to be respected. We have to take the fight to the next level by asserting ourselves. Be bold for change. Whether you are a young girl or a woman, you are the central figure of national development, starting from the home. If you don't get it right, that means both our sons and daughters will get it wrong.
On this day of International Women's Day, we wish all women a happy Women's Day. Let's be bold, be ready for change.